You are listening to In the Making,
a podcast where we embrace the state of being a work in progress. My name is Seb.
And this is Sab, and I welcome you to a conversation about art and artists of any sort.
Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. And of course, hello Pia, ano, kamusta?
Hi, I'm doing really great. Grabe. Alam mo, I think pakilala muna tayo para mas makilala tayo ng listeners natin.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, my name is Sabi Noel, or you can call me Seb.
Ayan, and I am Sophia, or you can call me Sab because that is the acronym of my name, Sophia Aliana Bonifacio. Ayan, so I guess, how are you, Seb? How are you doing so far?
I'm doing very good. Very gloomy yung weather today. Medyo na-late ako ng onti sa meeting natin.
Sobrang sarap matulog.
True. And by the way, we're from Far Eastern University. We're incoming second year as of the moment. Since hindi pa nagsistart ang school year, incoming second year pa lang kami. How about you, Sophia? How do you feel today?
Well, I feel kind of tired kasi inutusan ako ng mama ko. and I feel very motivated ngayon na tapusin tong gawin tong episode na to dahil it's our third time and hopefully our last time. And you know, I think starting from the scratch really parang exposed kung ano yung ginawa natin before and kung ano yung mas better na pwedeng gawin yun.
Yeah. True. Sobrang totoo. Guys, kung alam niyo lang yung pinagdaanan namin for an episode 1. Sobra talaga. Okay. Kung naririnig mo to ngayon at pinapakinggan mo na siya ngayon, it means we made it to podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have published it. And yun. So, enjoy. I hope you enjoy this conversation and our first episode. And okay, Sophia, explain mo sa kanila what is the purpose of this podcast.
Ayan. Well, first off, we're here with you guys to join you and to let you feel na you are not alone in this quarantine and what we are going through right now. Ayan, syempre in this pandemic, we want to create something new. We just don't want ourselves to get out of our comfort zone, pero we want to encourage you as well to get out of your comfort zone. So, okay, so first and foremost, the objective of this podcast is to let you feel that you are not alone in this quarantine, that we are here with you, and we want you to feel like we are your friends. You can share your stories with us, and we are more than willing to share our stories with you. And the second one, of course, we want to inspire you, to reach you out, and to encourage you to get out of your comfort zone and to do something purposeful during this quarantine. Is that right, Seb?
True, and we would also like to amplify voices of creative individuals like me and Sab out there na gusto nyong mapakinggan or that we thought are very substantial na mapakinggan ninyo. Like stories, ideas, and suggestions from creative individuals na pwedeng about arts and about life or both. Para siya, isipin niya siya ng UAAP but make it for the arts. Instead of sports, make it for the arts. So we'll be rotating around the different branches of the arts, like for example, painting, digital arts, graphic design, poems, mga ganon. And writing, anything about arts and artists, ganyan.
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, from art or from that creative phase, we're also going to relate it to social issues, to timely and relevant stories that's happening right now, especially kasi we are not just here to like tell you about those ideas, but we want to empower you to execute them and to be a solution sa kung ano yung pwedeng kung ano yung pwede nating bigyan ng solusyon sa problema sa society natin.
True. And to think of it kasi, we had the time. We had so much time during this quarantine. And ayun nga, parang naisip ko nga, grabe, sobrang, parang feeling ko kahapon lang when I had my last class in FEU, when I had the experience of going inside the university. But looking down, limang buwan na akong nasa bahay lang. And ikaw ba, Fia, what do you think are the things you took for granted? Yung feeling mo, nung una, you were experiencing it. It was very mundane, simple, and natural. And now, miss na miss mo na siya at ibibigay mo ang lahat just to experience it once again. Anything related to life or life in university or being in a college student, kanyan.
Yeah, alam mo, I realized that the more I miss it, the more I realized how I took everything for granted. Most especially yung human interaction and human contact. Kasi, you know, I miss hugging my friends. I miss talking to them. I miss eating with them. Especially ngayon, iba kasi yung nasa Zoom lang. Iba yung nasa Messenger lang and video call. Sa physical contact talaga. So that's what I truly miss. And at the same time, I miss those little things sa classroom, you know? Kasi ngayon, online class na. So, hindi ka na makikipag-chat sa mga seatmate mo, sa nasa likod mo. So, parang atypical you and your discipline lang sa pag-class or pag-attend mo ng online class talaga. How about you? What are the things that you miss the most inside the classroom or outside the classroom?
Ako siguro yung university life talaga. Yung especially yung commuting experience. Alam mo yun, na parang at that time, when classes are still face-to-face, you hate traffic, you complain about kung gaano kasiksikan sa jeep or sa UV. But it was an experience talaga. So parang yun yung namimiss ko na sana pala, in-enjoy ko siya. No? Kahit kalahati lang ng pet kayo nakaupo sa 25 pesos na binayaran ko sa UV. Sana in-enjoy ko pala siya kasi ngayon namimiss ko siya. And kahit na traffic, if you look at it, ako ha, looking back at my experiences, dun talaga nagsispark yung mga creative ideas sa traffic. Eh. Yung wala kang ibang magawa, kundi tumitig sa kawalan habang nakikita mo yung ibang sasakyan sa tabi mo at naririnig mo yung busina ng mga jeep, mga kotse, mga truck, ganyan. And napapadaan ka sa mga bagay-bagay at mga lugar sa Kamaynilaan. Doon talaga pumapasok sa akin yung mga ideas na, ay, nga no, pwede yun, gawin ko ng PowerPoint, ganyan. Siguro yun yung namimiss ko. Being outside and being immersed into different situations.
Yeah, and by that, sa story mo, I also think na the more we pause, the more we see yung extraordinary in mundane. You know, kasi this quarantine, we have to be more patient. And at the same time, we are in the process of recovering and knowing ourselves. And at the same time, as we know ourselves, we are being more in touch sa tao at sa mga bagay na kapaligid sa atin. Which is a good thing, you know. However, I hope na it is not, it will not be on that lang. You know, parang hindi lang siya sa realization lang, but we will do something about it. You know, like, do creative things. Start a podcast. Write a blog. Or even
true.
Read a book. You know? You know, those kind of things. So, this is the perfect time to do it. Ayan, Seb. Dahil kanina, dahil nag-uusap naman tayo about sa mga bagay na namimiss natin, what would you advise your past self? Sa, kunyari, here, di ba ngayon, you are now in quarantine and all, what would you advise to that Seb 6 months ago? Kasi hindi naman alam ng Seb na yun.
Ago.
Yeah, kasi hindi alam ng Seb na yun na magkakaroon ng quarantine.
Well, I regret nothing naman kasi sobrang, feeling ko lang ha, feeling ko naman, maganda yung pagtatapos nung nag-start yung lockdown, okay naman yung pagtatapos niya on my end. Ayun lang siguro. Ano ba? Ikaw nga muna sumagot dyan.
Well, what would my advice be? Don't
let's make it harder.
Oh, sige, go.
Let's make it harder. Hinahamon pa.
Okay, go.
6 months ago and then like 12 months ago and then like 1.5 years ago. Ganun.
Ay, wow. 6 months ago, then 12 months ago, tapos 1.5 years ago. Well, you know what? Iba-iba. Kasi I'm not the Sophia 6 months ago. I am not the same Sophia 12 months ago. And I'm the same Sophia a year ago. However, there's one common denominator. You know what's that?
Ano yun?
Don't pressure yourself too much. That's what I'm going to tell Sophia. Kasi sobrang pina-pressure ko yung sarili ko na to do this, I expect to achieve this. I am setting goals na dapat ma-achieve ko o ma-attain ko in that time span. Tapos I realize na after mag-lockdown, it's really about I treasure more yung work ko. I see more joy sa kung ano ginagawa ko when I slow down. You know, kasi nawala yung dating routine ko. So I kind of have to recalibrate and reassess all my mindset and my habits, you know, those kind of things. How about you?
Ang ganda noon, anyways. Siguro sa akin, yung pag-appreciate sa anything simple. Because looking back, kunyari 6 months from now, or even a year from now, or even a year and a half from now, ang tanging gusto ko lang gawin every single time is to bring out yung saturated best na meron ako. Kumbaga parang kabugerang PowerPoint or kabugerang presentation or kabugerang paper, ganyan. I've always wanted to do something so big. And then, looking back, naisip ko, hala, nga, yun yung common denominator nila. They are always something big. And then, na-realize ko na there is beauty and simplicity rin naman pala. And I would always say back then na ayoko ng simple, ayoko ng plain, ayoko ng simple until na-encounter ko yung ganda ng pagiging simple. Na-realize ko na, kasi I was browsing through my iPad, yung mga files na meron ako before. And then na-realize ko, ang bubongga nila masyado, parang they're pretending to be someone else's or something else. Alam mo yun? Parang it's, yes, they're pretty, it's good, it's very my best, pero parang it's not something that I would want. Parang ganun, parang it's not my choice. And then, looking back, ayoko nung mga pinagagawa ko before, like, there's a couple of videos that I edited na, shucks, bakit ganyan yung idea mo? Parang ang pangit naman yun, parang hindi mo pinag-isipan. And then, nung realize na, because I was aiming for something so big, when in reality, I could aim or look for something simple, amplify it, and make it so big. At mas maganda yung idea na ganun, di ba? Na parang diamond in the rough kind of things.
Yeah, I agree. Really. Oo nga. That's a really nice realization. And you know what? By that, I think there's a hard to swallow pill, you know? I think that constant striving is a very exhausting, though only few people do that. There are still a lot of sacrifice that you have to make. You know, I think personally, kasi diba parang I am this kind of person na dapat may goal ka palagi. You don't settle sa something na mediocre lang. Sometimes pala, it's not really mediocrity, you know? Pero more likely parang the more you pause, the more you appreciate and value yung mga bagay na akala mo ordinary lang sa una, akala mo simple lang, pero parang you notice those little details. You notice and then you appreciate it and then you want to like make it better and make it more beautiful, you know?
Yeah. Alam mo, hindi yung isa sa mga na-realize ko na sana niyakap ko yung mediocrity. Alam mo yun? Parang, yeah. Sana hindi ko siya tinaboy. Sana in-encourage ko siya to be with me and for me to realize na I'm not saying that you should just do your mediocre and mag-settle ka dyan. It's just that there's also beauty in it if you look at it na parang okay lang din naman pala siya for a start na ganito lang muna. And then, siguro yun kasi yung for me, na-realize ko na nagiging fear ko and fear din siguro ng iba to start something for na mag-venture sa ibang things na hindi nila alam pa or natatakot silang subukan. Kasi nga, for them, ay mediocre ako dyan. I should not try that. Parang ganun. And then, sana na-realize ko before na, okay lang pala na maging mediocre muna ako dito because it's my first move and I should not require myself to be the best agad kung first step ko pa lang yun, di ba? Kung baga parang paghahakbang ka sa stairs, you don't require yourself na pagkahakbang mo, apat na baitang agad yung natapakan mo, right? Kasi one, it's ridiculous. Second, you look stupid. And may realize mo na, yeah, pag umapak sa hagdanan, tatapak muna ako either isang baitang o dalawang baitang. Okay, tanggap pa yung dalawang baitang. Pero yung gusto mo agad na apat or lima agad yung step mo, that looks ridiculous and you sound stupid. And yeah, that's possible. You can do that. Pero, ayun, feeling ko lang, it's okay to take your time na little steps muna.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Dale Carnegie, my favorite author, and the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, said that the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. Siguro kaya tayo parang we strive to be in that fourth level of the stairs kasi we want to be appreciated. We want to be affirmed by other people na, oh, yung galing mo naman dito and everything, pero deep inside, you're crumbling. And I think this is a perfect time to just realize na, oy, I'm crumbling inside and I want to admit it. I want, you know, you if once, to our listeners, once you realize na, once you realize that you are in that state, you can write it. You can talk to someone, you can message someone about it, or you can just, you know, kahit ma-realize mo lang siya and do something about it. Do something na parang, After this, diba, we encourage you to create something. After this, what can you do? Now you can take little by little, step by step, so that appreciate, so that you can appreciate every little step. Paakyat, you know, you're not just going to like move with so much expedience. You know what I mean? Kena.
True, and alam namin. Or siguro ako lang, or so siguro si Sab din, alam namin pareho na it's hard to admit, especially to yourself, na it's crumbling already. No? Parang mahirap tanggapin sa sarili.
Yeah, I cannot
do this anymore. Ganon. Ang hirap tanggapin sa sarili mo na napagod ka on some things and na-drain ka on some things na hindi mo ina-expect na madi-drain ka doon. Na parang, for example, writing, sobrang galing mo magsulat and all. But here comes a week na halos sa isang araw, tatlong articles ang ginagawa mo. And you have to write some essays, meron ka pang i-contribute sa research and all. Parang nagsasalo-salo na yung feature writing, sa creative writing and all. So parang at some point, you are crumbling inside. And it's hard to admit that sometimes. Minsan i-conceal mo siya na, hindi, kaya ko to. Magaling ako dito. Kahit nakapikit ako, kaya ko to. And let's not forget the fact that it is your passion, of course. And passion means to suffer. And suffering comes something that is beautiful. So, kailangan mong ma-experience talaga yung crumbling na yun. Na parang, oh, i-admit mo siya na, girl, hindi mo na talaga kaya today. Pahinga ka muna. I remember a friend told me na, magpahinga muna ako from any art form when I was drained out because of something creative na ginagawa ko always. Sabi niya, magpahinga ka muna and then one day, mamimiss mo siya and then something beautiful will come out of it. And sobrang, as a creative being, pag sinabi sa'yo na tigil ka muna, hinto mo muna siya, di ba parang ano ka na lang outside of being creative? Parang you kind of lost sense of who you are and what can you do? Pero that's it eh. Parang you've reached your limit or kung hindi mo pa nare-reach siya, nagmamanifest na na you're on the way to reaching your limit. So, listen to your body, listen to your mind, listen to your mental health na you have to stop muna and you have to take a rest. You have to give yourself a chance to pause. Yun siguro yung beauty na sinasabi pa kanina ni Sab na, yeah, pause ka muna sis. Tigil ka muna dyan. Nahimik ka. Ganun.
Yeah, I think you got it. Wait, and you know what? I think that's the art of vulnerability. You know, I think our main business is not to really see what lies dimly at a distance, but to do what lies clearly at hand. There's so much impermanent in this world. and to see something na maglalast sa'yo, just like your purpose or perhaps your passion. As a human, you're just limited. As a human, we are very defined lang. Alam mo, like our skills, we have this set of battery. If we are battery, most of the time, nadedrain tayo kapag ginagamit natin siya palagi. However, we should look or find a thing or two where we can recharge once again. You know, may it be in the philosophy book, may it be in writing, or may it be sleeping lang, or doing nothing, or being lazy, that's okay.
Or drinking Dalgona coffee, since usong-uso yan ngayong quarantine, di ba? Mag-whisk ka ng ano dyan, sis, white coffee, kaya mo yan.
Yeah!
Di ba? Siguro yun talaga. Ikaw ba? Ano pinagkakabisi? Tinry mo ba ang Dalgona coffee ngayong quarantine, Sophia?
I did. I tried
talaga
ba? Dalgona coffee. Oo. Alam mo, feeling ko yun yung pinaka-workout ko eh. Kasi after ng workout ko, yung mga na-burn ko naman sa kaka-whisk, wala, nakuha ko rin
after. Nag-gain mo naman sa coffee.
Nag-gain ko rin naman sa coffee. Ganon. Nakakainis din. Ikaw, nag-try ka ba?
Hindi ko siya tinry. Parang, ayaw kasi nung frot ba yon, yung parang basta the one yung nasa taas niya na parang foamy, hindi ko gusto yung ganong texture sa inumin, so hindi ko siya bet.
Oh okay I think nga parang yun yung nagpapaano eh, nagpapasarap mismo dun sa coffee. And alam mo, papawisan lang talaga yung kilikili mo and all, pero magagain mo rin lahat ng
okay lang coffee. Isama mo na lang yung pawis mo dun sa coffee, baka may something else.
Para konting ano no, konting alat sa pait ng Dalgona coffee, ganun.
Hey, what else aside from making Dalgona coffee yung nagpabisi sa'yo this quarantine?
Well, I read a lot, you know. I hoard books, pero at the same time, I sell them in a more mura price. Well, Konya, in a more mura price. So, yeah, kasi I feel like I want to save pa rin kahit na bumibili ako. Kahit marami akong nasa add to cart sa Shopee ko or probably nasa carousel ako, ganyan. I still want to earn and save some money. At the same time, also focusing on my passion project which is Ecofiany. Ecofiany is a nook for bibliophiles and young entrepreneurs with a big heart for environment. So, I think I want to like promote and encourage people more na maging environmental conscious pa rin despite of the crisis and despite of what is happening today. How about you? What keeps you busy?
Okay, so sisingilin po natin ng Ecofiany for that ad. Titignan ko po ang statistics episode na to at pagbabayarin po natin sila. We will make sure.
O sige, i-monetize nyo kami pero bumili po na sila. Muna kayo bago nyo po ano to.
Yun, pa lang, yun naman ang purpose ng podcast na to. It's to give, it's to amplify creative outlets at isang example nun is ang Ecofiany at ang Boo Productions. Nag-promote na. Anyways, let's talk about Boo Productions at a different episode na lang. Well, this quarantine, nagpe-paint ako and I enjoyed it. Ayun siya, isa siya sa mga mediocre things that I know, ganon. At niyayakap ko siya and sinishare ko yung iba kong paintings pero yung iba hindi talaga. Pero yung iba na sishare ko naman sa Instagram stories ko. And I know some people na grabe, halimaw talaga mag-paint na parang kahit na, alam mo yun, draft lang nila sis or kaya parang naglalaro lang sila ng kulay pero parang pinag-isipan na yung painting nila. Pero yung sa akin, hindi siya ganun kaganda. Pero when you try it, dun mo marirealize kung ano yung gusto mong i-drawing kesa sa kung anong gusto mong ipakita sa iba na din-drawing mo. Ganun. Kasi when I started, nagsusearch ako online kung like abstract art ng faces. Ganyan. Kasi gusto ko makita ng faces na paintings, illustrations, ganyan. So, kukopihin ko sila. And then, nung na-bored ako sa paggawa ng something na hindi ako ang nag-isip, tinry ko na, paano kaya kung ako? And then, na-realize ko na, mas gusto ko yung mga detailed yung lips or like, malaki yung lips, kulit yung hair, mas maliit yung face, may blush, ganyan. And then, kakaiba yung mata, ganun. Doon mo may realize na, ay, ito yung gusto kong art na pag ako yung nag-drawing. And ito yun naman yung art na gusto kong ipakita sa iba. Magkaiba kasi silang dalawa. Minsan, may mga gusto kang paintings or artworks na gusto mong gawin pero hindi mo ipapakita sa iba. And that's okay. Kasi, again, may limitations naman ang pag-publicize ng mga artworks and all.
Anong pinaka-gustong purpose mo?
Painting?
What? What?
Have you tried painting? Ikaw ba, Sophie? Have
I
you
did.
Tried painting?
I did.
Talaga?
Oo. Kaso natuyo na kasi yung mga ano ko, mga art materials ko. Kaya hindi ako nakapag-painting ngayong ano, ngayong quarantine. But I love it.
Totoo naman, ang daming natuyuan ngayong quarantine.
Nakakainis, di ba? Pero wait, I have a question for you. So, what
Ago,
is like
shoot.
Your main purpose? Why are you painting right now?
Well, ngayon, nag-stop kasi ako. Nung mga start siya ng quarantine, doon ako nagpipaint. Kasi parang, yung naging, ano ko, schedule ko noon, parang 1 PM onwards, wala na akong ginagawa. So, parang, naging ano ka siya, pang block time, alam mo yon. Parang, okay, 1 to 3 is my creative outlet time where I can paint and do everything I want with art. So, ngayon, hindi ko na siya masyado nagawa kasi meron nang pumalit doon, which is yung Boo Productions nga and another outlet din siya. And this podcast. And, ayun, I paint because I wanted to try it always. Parang, ever since pag gusto ko na siyang itry and sobrang fascinated ko with paintings, naalala ko nung bata ako, naku-curious ako kung bakit ang mahal ng paintings. Tapos sabi ko, eh, ang dali-dali lang naman gawin yan eh. Alam mo yun, parang sa isip ko no, na dali-dali lang gawin nito. Tapos yung mga nakikita ko pang paintings na mahal, alam mo yung mga parang kulay lang, binato lang ng kulay, nilagyan lang ng box, and then lalagyan lang ng circle, tapos okay na, 1 million na yan. Ganun parang naisip ko, ha? Hindi naman maganda eh, or wala namang meaning eh. And as I grow older, hinahanap ko yung, every time na makakita ko ng painting, hinahanap ko yung parang feeling na, oh, I connect with this paint, I connect with this art. Feeling ko nag-radiate siya ng energy towards me na tinatawag niya ako. Gusto kitang bilhin. Alam mo, yun yung parang ganon. Hinahanap ko siya and hindi ko siya maramdaman ever since until, ito na lang, nung nandito na ako sa FEU and dun ko na lang na-realize yung beauty ng painting na gusto kong kaltukan yung batang ako na, ano ka? Anong madali lang yan? Mahirap yan. And dun mo ma-realize na it takes so much time and effort and idea to create a painting na proud ang isang artist na ipalabas or ilagay sa museum or i-auction or ibenta. And then, yun, dun ako na curious talaga. Ikaw ba, ano, anything about painting or art in general na fascinated ka about? Or artist, national artist, ganyan?
Well, actually, yung painting kasi, parang medyo binary ko na siya na din last year. Kaya natuyuan na rin ako ng art materials. However, since I was 8 years old, I'm really into books. There's this one person that I really look up to when it comes to literature. Eh, diba, literature is art. So, I think, pasok naman to, right? So,
yeah.
This one person, actually, there's a lot of them. Sobrang dami nila. However, this one person is the author of The Little Women, which is Louisa May Alcott. Do you know that writer?
Hindi, hindi ako aware. So go. Tell me more about her or him. Her, no?
It's a her, yeah.
It's a her.
Sobrang na-inspire kasi talaga ako sa kanya. As in, of the way she writes and the way she touched on social issues, you know? Sobrang nakarelate ako sa mga sinusulat niya, especially The Little Women. I feel like I'm Jo March as well, you know? I mean, I'm not really a boyish type of girl. However, ayoko magpaka-spoil eh. Ayoko maging spoiler. Pero you can watch it on Netflix. At the same time, you can buy her, you can buy her books at Shopee, you know, at NBS. And you know, sometimes buy it sa friend mo. And,
ang talay ng Shopee.
Yeah. Parang
Shopee.
Good. Ah, diba? High tone. Ano pa siya? High tone pa. Nakakainis. So, yeah, I think, dati kasi, I just read out of entertainment. Pero ngayon, I want to read because I want to be educated. You know, I think that as we grow and evolve, our purpose is also evolving. You know, our purpose is also leveling up. And at the same time, I think that hindi naman talaga natin fini-figure out yung purpose natin, why we do such things, why you do painting, or why I do reading, or why did we establish our own creative projects. Pero it is us who make it up, create it, and decide what we want it to be. Right?
True. Ay, ang ganda nung sa part na sinabi mo yung nung bata ka, you're doing it for entertainment. And now, you are doing it because you wanted to learn something from the book. And I think that's a manifestation na nag-iiba talaga yung purpose ng art when you are young and now that you are old and thinking. Alam mo yan, gano'n. Na parang, siguro yung mga bata na mahilig magbasa ng mga like Harry Potter books, ganyan, or Narnia, it's for entertainment pa lang as of the moment. Pero marirealize mo na yung mga natutunan nila on those books na nabasa nila, nagmamanifest siya at some point sa paglumaki na sila na parang, ay, ang galing niya mag-English, gano'n. Parang there's something so impactful with art, especially with writing, di ba? And I remember dati, grade 9 pa ako nito. Ay, grade 8 pala. My English teacher introduced a writer and a series of novels sa akin. Sabi niya, try mong basahin yung A Series of Unfortunate Events. Do you know that, ano?
Yeah, I love that book. Sobrang ganda. Tell me more about it.
And, ayun. And it was by Lemony Snicket. And it was a series of books na 13 books siya. And it's marketed for children. Tapos, ano siya, may mga illustrations and all. Pero, binabasa ko siya nung grade 8 ako hanggang grade 9 ako. Actually, hindi ko pa siya tapos. As in, kaya nung nilabas yung series niya sa Netflix, pinanood ko lang yung mga libro na natapos ko lang. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi ko pa siya talaga tapos. At sobrang, it manifested in me. Nung grade 9 ako, lahat ata ng writings ko noon, very inspired by Lemony Snicket. Kasi sobrang ganda ng writing style niya. I don't wanna spoil you, pero basahin nyo yung series na yon. Sobrang dami nyong mapupulot na words and vocabulary. Sobrang dami kong nagamit na words from that. As in, worth every single penny of na ginastos ko sa mga books niya. Sobrang dami kong natutunan. And looking back from that, imagine a child reads on that and nadala niya yung writing style, yung confidence sa pagsusulat. Kasi it gave me confidence, I swear, na parang alam ko I'm gonna do something with this topic kahit ano pa yan. Kahit little knowledge lang meron ako dahil maganda ang writing style ko dahil inspired siya kay Lemony Snicket. At sobrang mahal ko si Lemony Snicket to the point na naging password ko siya sa Facebook.
Oh my God! Password mo pa rin ba siya hanggang ngayon?
Hindi na, syempre, baka mamaya mahack niyo ako.
Oh, may magulat na namin dyan.
Oh, maraming tsapa naman sa Facebook account
ko. Oh my gosh! Ano kaya to?
Pero ayun, grabe, how writers could impact someone else's life na sobra talaga, inattribute ko talaga ang grade 9 experience ko when it comes to writing kay Lemony Snicket. Nabubulol ako. Ah, dapat kasi sabihin, Luis Capaldi, singer pala.
Sino yun?
Singer siya. You know Someone You Love? Yung kanta.
Someone you love and when the day bleeds. Is that right?
Oo. Sobrang ganda niya.
We are here to tell you that we don't want you to follow your passion, but we want you to follow your curiosity. Well, thank God nga eh, you became curious sa episode na to and to click sa Spotify or Anchor or whatever platform you are in right now to, you know, to now you're now listening to us. And that is why curiosity is very powerful. Because curiosity breeds your creativity and your openness to try new things. And you trying new things actually helps you to create your purpose. And that will last beyond this quarantine. That will last beyond this crisis.
True, ang ganda nun, na parang curiosity won't always kill the cat. Oh, taray.
Yeah, I like that.
Sometimes it directs the cat into something na kaya niya pala. Ganon.
Yeah, exactly. Once
Okay, go.
again, thank you so much to our listeners for listening to our first episode. I am Sophia Bonifacio. You may reach me at Pia Bonifacio on Twitter and Instagram. You may share your stories, your cuento, your suggestions, and your message to us. How about you, Seb? Where can we reach you?
You can hit me up on Instagram at sebi.jpeg. Ang taray nung hit me up, parang dating lang.
Sabi single by the way, so go lang.
Si Sophia din daw, pero hindi daw siya available. Sabi.
As of the moment lang. So,
Malay niyo, as the podcast progress, malalaman natin kung mababago ang status na yun.
whatever. By the way, let us all remember that we're all someone in the making.
Something in progress.
And being in school for almost a quarter of our life surely brings memories.
And I hope you enjoy as we take you through a walk and talk down the memory lane.
This is Sab.
And I am Seb. And join us again as we talk about the roads less traveled, the 10 paths, and the in-betweens.
Thank you so much for joining us as we navigate this world, starting at the university belt and beyond. Thank you. See you for the next episode.
Our next episode is also up now, so pakinggan niyo na din agad.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.